Here we are. We are in our second call of September 2022. And this month, my objective was for us to work on the three divine chakras, the bridge, and then the three human chakras. We had a very powerful call 2 weeks ago. I'm hoping everyone is finding the integration smooth. And we're just going to do some source work to ensure that the, you know, the transitions, just making sure everything's kind of smooth and easy flowing. But before I go into the downloads, some of it's about rework. We're going to kind of tweak the templates again and stuff like that. But we're going to do it all from here. Like, we're not going to fly up there. We're really going to stay in the body, because that's the idea. We want to bring our divine energy into the body. Before I talk about that, I want to address something that it's very easy for us to forget when we are functioning from our human chakras. So I'm gonna go into this. Let me see how, because there's like three things that I want to say, and I'm still waiting to see how to connect the dots between them. This is what happens when it's in real time. The most important thing I want to say right now is that it's literally impossible for you to F it up. Literally. You know, like, you came here as a soul with a deep desire to incarnate within a DNA strand that allows you to work on one of the core wounds that humans carry. And as such, where you choose to incarnate, where you choose to embody your soul into, whether it be the culture, the specific, you know, genetic lineages that you choose, it absolutely is in direct and 1000% alignment and resonance with what you want to work on, with what you want to help bring up from the earth and heal. So it's so important to remember that. And all day, that's what was coming in for me to talk about, because it's like, we're talking about the divine mind, divine love, and divine will as the divine templates of everything below that, of your personal mind and your personal love and your personal will. And when we come into a body, the first 21 years of that, it's like, it's the 3 7-year cycles, but the whole beginning of that is you landing into, you know, like a lineage, a genetic lineage that has specific ancestral stuff that needs to be worked on. You incarnate in that, and the beginning of your life, which is your human life, you know, your human purpose is to fully bring in that thematic, that wound thematic, into your body. So the first 7-year cycle is really about the rhythms in the physical body. And then the next 7-year cycle is all about the emotional rhythms. And the next 7-year cycle are all about the beginning of the development of the rational mind, and the, not just rational, unfortunately, a lot of layers and layers of judgments and opinions that we put in place in order to not feel our emotions and our deep intuitions as much. So, and then that sets the game, that sets the play. It's kind of like, okay, all the elements are in place, you know? And then the fourth cycle from 21 to 28, generally speaking, is one in which we start entering the heart field and start understanding, not necessarily through like, you know, like super high understanding, but we start having a clear picture of what we've come to work on. So like I really want to remind all of us of this, you know, like your goal is to, your healing work is related in many ways to understanding how everything you've gone through in your human life in this incarnation is directly relevant to the purpose your soul came here to, you know, to achieve. Achieve isn't the right word because souls don't really think in terms like that, but of what it came to heal. Where it gets a little bit tricky, and this is another really key thing I want to say, is where it gets tricky is that then we start imagining, when we start opening up to spiritual work, we start imagining, oh, I have all these things I need to fix or change or resolve or whatever before I can really connect and align with my soul. And this is, it's like there's a disjunction and dissociation there that doesn't really exist, because everything you've gone through is literally what you've come here to go through. So there is no separation. It's not like, so the first 21 years of my life, I was just a human and I fucked up and now I got to like figure out how to get beyond that and actually go into my divine purpose. No, let's, if I could erase that from all of us, it would be, you know, it would help us so much to understand everything you've gone through is directly related. It's like a gift. It's a gift to allow you to see, oh, that's what I came to work on. Wow. And then the divine kicks in as we get older and older, and it becomes more and more apparent. And that's something I really want to hone in on tonight. Like, it's interesting. Wow, it's like it's making an emotion come up for me. It's like that we let go of the guilt once and for all. Let go of the guilt. The guilt involves you thinking you did something wrong. And the place where it's the hardest for us to let go of guilt is with our children. You know, like I look back on my own son and I so wanted him to not go through what I went through. And I wanted him to have a dad in his life and da-dee-da-da and whatever. But he basically chose to incarnate through me because he came here to have the experience of not having a father, of not having a, you know, present, loving, paternal energy in his life. And doesn't matter how much, you know, like part of me was like, oh, I should have picked a different guy. It was a bad dad for him or blah, blah, blah. And then after that, I was like, I have to try to find a boyfriend that'll compensate for what he didn't have from his father, you know, and of course, like life doesn't work like that, you know? So I was attracted and brought someone into my life that was another model of a distant male energy in his life, maybe more like a teenage friend than any form of paternal figure. And it would be really easy to be like, fuck, I fucked up twice. What the hell? What's wrong with me? You know? And meanwhile, if you stop looking at it from that kind of egoic place of like, I did something wrong, it's all perfectly aligned. My son has had exactly what he needs to have in order to embody the soul mission that he came to embody, which was to need to literally create from the inside of him, to go and find deep within himself the model of healthy masculine energy that he would embody. And it makes a lot of sense that the way he would go about that was to experience what it's like to not have that. So I'm going to use that example right now because this is one thing that can be seen either as I am a total fuck up and bad mom and blah, 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 or it can be like, oh my God, I'm so honored that this soul has come through me to work on something that big. And of course, it's in perfect alignment with what I've come to work on because I didn't have a dad either. My dad left and he was never present in my life. So in our own ways, we are literally aligned with a very similar soul mission, which for me comes back to kind of like recreating the true relation to the father, you know, like not the dude with the white beard that's judging us, not that one, you know, but the true loving father and the true divine masculine energy. So as we go along, me and my son, and we grow in our own ways, we're both embodying that lesson and we continue to experience it together. So important to understand that. You know, there's no such thing as, how can I say this? That your personal will be completely on the other side and completely in contradiction to the divine will. It's bullshit. Because everything that we resist, however our will, our personal will is like, well, I don't want to do that, so I'm going to go do this instead. That creates a life lesson that as you go through it and gain wisdom from it, brings you back into alignment with the divine will. So even you trying to get away from anything divine is part of, it's like part of the soup that you're in order to learn lessons, which are the lessons you've come to learn so that you can be more and more one with what you already are and what you came to do. So, wow. Please just release yourself here and now from any guilt you think you like that you deserve to be feeling, so that you can go from guilt to absolute responsibility, which is very different. It's a very different energy. You know, an absolute responsibility is first and foremost to your own soul and to what you have come to heal on earth as a child of God. And dare I say, the more we can look at everyone in our lives through these eyes and through that knowledge, the more we are also setting them free in order to discover their own absolute responsibility. Responsibility, their ability to respond. So if we can get out of our reactive patterns and be in an energy of responsiveness, that is literally what we are offering the other side of the dynamic, the other, you know, side of a relationship, whether it be with someone outside of you or whether it be with the energy in you. Whew.